You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Get access to actionable news and market research with all the information you need to invest smarter and profit faster. Start your free trial today at pro.benzinga.com.
Happy Monday, everyone. I hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving week. My name is Joe DeWitt, and this is the Crypto Breakdown. So over the holiday week, Bitcoin continued to fall. We had a nice red candlestick on the 26th, and the last 3 days have been some green volume coming in the upwards direction, which is a great sign for Bitcoin here. We were previously falling down to that target of around 45,000, which was a pretty low zone, which would probably scare a lot of people. Here with this little reversal, we are heading back up towards that 58,000. Bitcoin price currently up 6% on the day. The best case for Bitcoin here would be to get a little bit of volume and push above that 58,000 level resistance, which was previously support, flipping that resistance as support and then continuing to upwards trend to that 64,000 level of resistance would be ideal. If Bitcoin gets rejected from this 58,000, it'll continue to fall down to that 45,000 level of support. Taking a look over at Ethereum, Ethereum looks surprisingly really good. It is up 7% on the day, bouncing between its zone of 4,400 and 3,900, which it has been back and forth between for the last 2 weeks. Ethereum price never fell below. It had a very, very small test and quickly was bought right back up and moving up towards that 4,400. Ethereum does look like it is ready to just claim that resistance level and flip that as support. Flipping that as support would put us in territory of new all-time highs, which would be very exciting for Ethereum. Taking a look at the RSI, which is the relative strength index, it does indicate that there is a little bit of overselling on Ethereum, which means that eventually people are going to come in and buy because the price is becoming oversold. If Ethereum can keep up this momentum and stay above the 50-day moving average and claim this level of resistance, I think it'll gain the momentum it needs to push for all-time highs. For some reason, if it gets rejected, I could imagine us bouncing between this exact zone because we haven't left it in quite some time. So it is hard to imagine us falling below. Also, with the London hard fork and the EIP 1559 mechanism with the burning mech that was, we have burned over, I think, 1 million Ethereum. With the London hard fork and that deflationary mechanism to decrease the supply, I think the price of Ethereum will be growing over the next month. Taking a look at Dogecoin, Dogecoin is doing the best of them all today, up 10.5% this morning. Dogecoin was not looking the best for a while. It was falling below that 50-day and 200-day moving average, heading down to its target of about 15 cents, although it did get quite low, reaching about 40% on that relative strength index, which indicated a strong oversold territory, which did cause a little bit of buying pressure here. So we have a nice green candlestick for Dogecoin today. Price currently sitting at about 22 cents, and it does look here like Dogecoin could hit a reversal up towards its 25-cent area. In order for that to happen, it's going to need to hop above that 50-day moving average, gain that as support, and then push towards that 200-day at about 28 cents. Now, depending on Bitcoin and if Bitcoin price does its little fake out here and gets denied from that 58,000, Dogecoin will continue to fall to that 15 cents, just as altcoins stereotypically tend to follow the price action of Bitcoin. Though if Bitcoin's fundamentals do stay strong and it does clear that 58,000 and move in the upwards direction, it's very hard to imagine Dogecoin continuing to fall down. Best case for Dogecoin would be clearing this 200-day moving average at about 28 cents and making its way up towards its current resistance zone of 35 cents here.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand. And even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
And today, guys, I'm going to talk about the new and popular coin Omicron, which was a play off of the new COVID-19 variant, and how to trade it. So Omicron would fall under the category for me personally as a meme coin. It is a coin that was developed as something popular is growing in the real world and to capitalize on that without necessarily having any really strong utility at the moment. It saw an all-time high of about $712 and is currently sitting at $369. So it had a very, very large sell-off here, indicating that it had a very hard hype cycle, which drove price up. It rose over 900% in a day. So with a coin like this, it is really important to look at when momentum is coming in. Something like Omicron, you do not want to be trading when there is no volume. If there are very low transactions coming in, it is not the best time to be trading, because the best time to make money is when volume is coming in. So you'll want to wait for what is called a squeeze, which is when price is fluctuating due to the increase in people trading the asset. And that could be done by going on TradingView, which is one of the world's most popular technical analysis websites. And you can pull up the squeeze momentum indicator as well as a relative strength index and take a look at price action. It's good to look at price in general and the direction that it's heading, but taking into account these indicators really helps, because Omicron, it is a hype coin. So it could easily from here start losing momentum, as it could have seen its pump already. And with coins like these, you don't want to invest more than you are willing to lose, because it is a very skeptical asset. Now, on the other hand, assets like Bitcoin and Ethereum that are strong fundamentally and have a lot of utility, trading those assets are a little different because they have a history of fundamentals and a history of utility. So although it is important to trade with volume, because volume on any asset helps move the price, Ethereum and Bitcoin can be accumulated over periods of time. And what I mean by that is buying $20, $50 of Bitcoin every week would be much better than waiting for the dips of these types of assets. What I like to tell people is time in the market beats timing the market. If you're going to wait every week, every month, every day for Bitcoin to drop below a certain price that you want to buy at, chances are it will never happen. I can tell you firsthand experience from many years of doing this. When you have a price target in mind where you want to buy, it will hardly ever get there. With very strong fundamentally assets like these, you want to be accumulating over a long period of time, which will help produce the best returns. Don't think about necessarily where the price is at this moment. Sure, it is important, but if you were looking for long-term gains, it is important to just accumulate over time. That's all the time we have for today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I hope you all have a wonderful week. Make sure to follow and subscribe to our podcast, and you can follow me on Twitter, which will all be in the description below. You guys have a great week. Quickly, I just want to say that this is not financial advice. I encourage everyone out there to please do your own research before investing in cryptocurrencies, as they are very volatile assets.
Did you know nearly all stock price changes of 10% or more result from a single news headline? That's right. News headlines have a unique ability to drive stock prices up or down. These news catalysts create trading opportunities every day. All you need is a little help to reach out and take them. And if you're looking to grow your portfolio, it doesn't matter if your investment budget is small or big. An easy-to-read stream of news headlines will increase your opportunities to profit from price changes in the stock market, consolidate a knowledge-based investment strategy, and grow your portfolio. All you need is Benzinga Pro and its powerful news alerts, price tracking, and portfolio monitoring to make a positive change in your trading performance. We've already helped thousands of retail traders across the world, and they could not be happier. Increase your market knowledge, boost your exposure to big movers, and make informed trades before major price changes. The opportunities are all around you. Subscribe now, and we'll skyrocket your portfolio today.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.